There's a lot of excitement in the markets right now because Bitcoin rose as traders interpreted the U.S. Treasury's bond buyback program as a source of market liquidity.
That's a fair read, even though the policy is not officially quantitative easing. Markets are focusing on the practical effect rather than the official label.
And that's what the emerging, not QE, trade is really about. It reflects the view that Treasury purchases may produce some of the same effects as QE. Improved liquidity, shifting yields, and greater risk appetite.
Exactly. That environment can support risk-sensitive assets such as equities, technology stocks, and cryptocurrencies.
The key distinction is still important, though. Traditional QE involves a central bank buying financial assets to inject money into the economy and stimulate demand.
Treasury buybacks, by contrast, are framed as a debt management and market functioning tool.
But markets often care more about practical outcomes than official labels. When a major buyer absorbs government debt, liquidity conditions can improve, making investors more willing to hold higher risk assets.
That's why Bitcoin has historically been sensitive to such liquidity expectations. The rally does not necessarily signal a permanent shift in its long-term direction.
Right. It can reverse quickly if economic data, interest rate expectations, or government financing conditions change.
The article also highlights two major corporate developments. Metaplanet, a Japanese investment firm with a Bitcoin-focused strategy, is expanding into the United States.
That move is intended to give the company better access to American investors, business partners, and financial services, especially as institutional participation in Bitcoin-related products grows.
Corporate Bitcoin holdings remain a significant trend because they represent long-term treasury decisions.
Supporters see Bitcoin as a potential hedge against currency debasement and an asset with asymmetric upside. Critics, however, emphasize volatility and the risk of concentrating corporate resources in a single asset.
The second development is Cypherpunk Holdings, announcing a roughly $33 million investment in Zcash mining.
That's notable because Zcash is known for privacy-preserving transactions, and the investment shows that crypto infrastructure spending is not limited to Bitcoin.
Mining can provide exposure to a blockchain's underlying economy, while also supporting network security.
But it carries operational risks, including energy costs, hardware requirements, regulatory scrutiny, and price volatility.
So a large mining commitment is not just a bet on token price. It reflects confidence in the network's long-term relevance, mining economics, and demand for privacy-focused blockchain technology.
For investors, the main takeaways are that macro liquidity remains a major driver of Bitcoin. Corporate adoption is becoming more strategic. Mining remains an active investment sector, and policy language can shape market sentiment even when official labels differ.
Narratives can move prices faster than fundamentals. The not QE trade may support risk assets while liquidity expectations remain favorable, but changing economic conditions could quickly alter sentiment.
The broader picture is that Bitcoin is increasingly embedded in discussions of sovereign debt, liquidity, corporate finance, and global investment strategy.
Treasury buybacks have strengthened the not QE narrative and helped push Bitcoin higher, while Metaplanet's U.S. expansion and Cypherpunk's Zcash mining commitment show that the industry remains active on both the investment and infrastructure fronts.
Whether these trends lead to lasting growth will depend on liquidity conditions, regulation, adoption, and the ability of crypto companies to manage risk through changing markets.